This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Joe Lozano Jr. Date of birth, July the 10th, 1962. Case ID number is 5273763. Date of exam, April the 18th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old single male with two grown boys who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left club foot and a history of tuberculosis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in July of 2022, where he worked as a cement worker for 2 to 3 years. He also worked as a busboy, also for 2 or 3 years, and worked at Swift Company for 3 years. The claimant states he worked at IVP for 2 years as well. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a small house for free that belongs to his sister. And he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. The claimant did offer information that he was in prison for 18 months, secondary to domestic violence. Allegations, number one, club foot of the left foot. Number two, history of tuberculosis. History of allegations, number one, left club foot decreased function. The claimant states that in 1964, he was diagnosed with a mild left club foot and had surgery, which consisted of a left foot ligament release in 1964. The claimant had no fractures and no injections were given. He has not had any more physical therapy for his foot. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, occasional pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He states that he takes Tylenol 325 milligrams QD for pain, which does not give him relief. He states the only other physical activity he does is cleaning the yard. Allegation number two, history of tuberculosis. The claimant states that in 1990, while he was in prison, he developed tuberculosis, which he contracted from another prisoner. The claimant states that he had bronchitis and was having hemoptysis and spitting up large amounts of blood. At the present time, the claimant is able to walk one block, climb 2 flights of stairs, and occasionally has shortness of breath with changes of season. He is a heavy smoker and smokes 3 to 4 cigarettes per day and has done so for 45 years. The claimant states he has not been to the emergency room or hospitalized for his condition. He is not on any inhalers, steroids, or oxygen at this time. His oxygen saturation was 97%, which is normal. He was given treatment for 1 year. The claimant was placed on a Zonisade and a Paracorum, with also amoxicillin. He does not remember the dosages, but states that he took 3 different medications for 1 year. Excuse me. The claimant states he has not had yearly x-rays or was checked with sputum samples in order to evaluate whether his condition was resolved. He is no longer coughing and does not have any chest pain. He was diagnosed with a history of tuberculosis with hemoptysis, which was treated back in 1990 for 1 year. His condition appears to be stable at this time, and he's symptom-free. Family history. His father died of a myocardial infarction in his 90s. The mother died at the age of 78 from heart failure and a brain tumor. She also had COVID-19. Medications, Tylenol 325 milligrams QD, PRN for pain. Medical problems, history of tuberculosis, comma. Questionable history of Reiter syndrome, comma. And left foot with a diagnosis of club foot with atrophy. Major surgeries, appendectomy in the 1990s. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 3 to 4 cigarettes per day for 45 years. The claimant also has a heavy history of drinking 40 ounces of alcohol per day for 45 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does smoke marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was a couple of days ago. He also states before that time he used it on the 11th of April, 2023. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 154 pounds, height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 145 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 25, general. This is a 60-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fears were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25, and binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has a 2-centimeter medial ankle scar where a ligament release was performed. Measurements were taken of both calves. The left calf was 28 centimeters and the right calf was 32 centimeters, indicating a left lower leg atrophy, secondary to probable nerve damage. The claimant does have full range of motion of the left foot and is able to ambulate with it. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but he did have a limp, a mild one on the left side. The claimant did not come with any assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted, except for some prominent atrophy of the left leg. However, the claimant still has good strength and full range of motion of that leg. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, with a mild decrease of the right lower extremity, secondary to possible nerve damage. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees, and in the supine position it was 80 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of the right knee and slight decreased strength of the left knee. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate with a mild limp on the left side. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves, tooth, and drill were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is evidence of muscle wasting of the left lower extremity slash atrophy and some muscle spasms of the left lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the left lower extremity, where the claimant does have some mild atrophy, but normal function and grossly normal strength. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk fairly normal, set with a mild limp on the left side. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows muscle wasting of the left lower extremity and some fatigue of the left lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in the visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has very mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a very mild left lower extremity weakness, secondary to probable club foot with some neural damage. Probable diagnoses, number one, club foot of the left side. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant has had surgery, and he is able to function very well with the left foot. The claimant does have positive atrophy, but his function is well and appears to be fairly normal. Allegation number two, history of tuberculosis in 1990, was treated for 1 year. The claimant is symptom-free at this time. There is no confirmation or medical records that that he did have tuberculosis, and sputum samples were never taken to confirm that he had been completely cured. At this time, he appears to be doing fairly well and does not appear to have problems with breathing. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Joe Lozano Jr.